My cell phone is a genie in a box. It speaks the time when I tap an upper corner, which could be its forehead next to an eye. And it says,
Please unlock.
when I slide a finger across its face where the mouth should be, as if I had the key to more than my front door. It says, as if home could spill out of a fingertip. It says,
Near 1805 Ashland Avenue.
as if here were a dot that starts or ends a line on a map, not a parking lot near an ATM that tells me I'm broke. And she, my phone, speaks in facts, as flat and plain as her voice, the weather in Nairobi, the sunset in Caracas, the time in Seoul, what only God and Google know. Except for the money I'll tip the server who doesn't smile or make small talk, when the coffee is poured or the bargain entree is brought out. And when I ask, what do I do next? The phone says,
I'm sorry, no short answer for what do I do next?
and when I wonder where I am exactly, she says,
Location not found.
and when I tell her I can't keep this up, she asks,
Did you mean I can't keep this up?
I stop talking to her then, both of us stuck in the mechanical patter of an email form letter that says yet another position has already been filled, and an online bank statement that says bargain entrees are as necessary as pearls. Her eventual silence brings what we dread, her shrinking into a metal case, my dropping a thumb against sealed glass to push for time before slipping to the edge.